Yesterday's decision that the AstraZeneca vaccine should not be given to people aged under 60 following the recommendation from NIAC generates a lead story in all of today's papers in the Republic. The Irish Times leads with the line that the HSE is to reschedule up to 15,000 appointments due to take place today, which were cancelled last night. The headline in the Irish Daily Mail describes it as a logistical nightmare for rollout. The Irish Daily Mirror runs with the headline Vax Axe, while the Irish Sun opts for a kick in the Astra. Dr. Dennis McCauley, chair of the IMO's GP committee, is quoted in the lead story in the Irish Examiner, describing the NIAC recommendation as a huge decision which will immediately impact the vaccine rollout and something which he says he and his colleagues will now have to war game. Hopes of taking the country out of lockdown in early summer suffered a serious setback following yesterday's decision. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Independent. While for its lead story, the Irish Daily Star runs with the line that NPHET chiefs want Ireland to remain under 6 weeks of restrictions despite bars and gyms opening up in Britain yesterday. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the launch of an investigation into the death of a young patient in Northern Ireland 2 weeks after they received the AstraZeneca vaccine in a bid to establish whether the jab played a role in the tragedy. For its lead story, the Irish News quotes a request from a prominent loyalist spokesman calling for all street protests to be postponed until after the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral on Saturday. Moore Holmes suggests that instead of a placard, those involved in the protests should have a glass in their hand to raise a toast to Prince Philip. Green Party Minister Joe O'Brien is pushing government colleagues for a one-off solidarity tax on high earners and firms that were highly profitable during the pandemic. That's on the front of the Times, as is a story which also receives extensive coverage elsewhere this morning about a High Court challenge being taken by retired nurse Philomena Lee aimed at quashing parts of the final report of the Commission of Investigation into mother and baby homes. Miss Lee, now aged 88 and living in England, claims the disputed sections do not accurately reflect her evidence to the Commission and that they breach her fundamental rights. The Independent gives front page coverage to yesterday's High Court hearing surrounding claims of financial impropriety alleged against former Boher Chief Executive David Maloney, who left his role in February. The Examiner has a story about how Wildlife Rehabilitation Ireland, the charity which runs the country's first wildlife hospital in Navan, is reporting that 70% of the calls it gets are from well-intentioned members of the public about animals such as birds, rabbits and young hares that don't need rescuing but whose mothers have left them in a safe place while they go off to hunt for food. And finally, there's a picture in today's Times of Conor Cahill cycling a bicycle-drawn hearse through the streets of Dublin yesterday, carrying the body of his brother Paddy, who is a passionate cycle advocate and filmmaker. Paddy died at the age of 44 after a long illness, and Ronan McCreevy reports that in accordance with his dying wish, his coffin was brought by bike to Glasnevin Cemetery, followed by dozens of cyclists who formed a unique funeral cortege through the streets of the capital.